Oh my God. So all this news is breaking like 5 seconds to showtime. So here's wait, no, this is crazy. I mean, we're going nuts here. But Adam Schiff is on the TV right now, and he is summarizing the report that was released by the House Intelligence Committee. It will be voted on tomorrow and then sent over to judiciary. I could just give you a shorthand that there are two basic articles that look like they will be the focus of articles of impeachment. There is an obstruction of justice with a list of all the witnesses that Trump blocked, subpoenas blocked, etc. And then there is the bribery of Ukraine. So let me play for you Adam Schiff right now, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, his impeachment report. He's laying out the evidence of the president's misconduct.
It was an enormous task, and I want to begin by acknowledging the great work of the great and late colleague of mine, Elijah Cummings. We continue to be inspired by his legacy and guided by thoughts of his integrity and the great moral clarity that he always showed in his work. I also want to thank my colleagues, Chairman Engel, Chairwoman Maloney, for their tremendous work as well. This report chronicles a scheme by the President of the United States to coerce an ally, Ukraine, that is at war with an adversary, Russia, into doing the President's political dirty work. It involves a scheme in which Donald Trump withheld official acts, a White House meeting, as well as hundreds of millions of dollars of needed military assistance in order to compel that power to deliver two investigations that he believed would assist his reelection campaign. And I want to underscore, first of all, just how important that White House meeting was to Ukraine. Ukraine has a new reformer as its president, President Zelensky. A meeting with the most important patron of Ukraine, the President of the United States, in the Oval Office carries enormous significance, both to the people of Ukraine, but as equally important to Russia, that the United States has Ukraine's back in its conflict with a nation which invaded its territory. The military assistance is also absolutely essential. As President Zelensky goes into negotiations with Vladimir Putin, the fact that the United States is providing substantial military assistance approved on a bipartisan basis by Congress is enormously important. The withholding of that aid, even for a period of time, sends a disastrous message to friend and foe alike that the United States does not have the back of its ally. So these were things that Ukraine desperately wanted and needed. At the same time, there was something President Trump desperately wanted and believed that he needed, and that was an investigation that would damage the rival that he feared apparently the most, Joe Biden, as well as an investigation into a debunked conspiracy theory that it was Ukraine, not Russia, that interfered in our last election. Now, that conspiracy theory, which is often summarized or characterized by the term CrowdStrike, that conspiracy theory is a Russian narrative. That is a conspiracy theory put out, promulgated by Vladimir Putin to deflect attention away from Russia's interference in our own election and to try to drive a wedge between the United States and the nation of Ukraine. So that's what the president wanted, these two sham investigations, one into Joe Biden, also debunked and discredited, that sham investigative theory, but also into this idea that Ukraine interfered in our election, not Russia. And he was willing to sacrifice the national security of the United States by withholding military aid and diplomatic recognition in the form of that White House meeting in order to get what he wanted. That scheme, however, was discovered because, among other things, a courageous person stepped forward and blew the whistle, but also because Congress announced that it would investigate the matter. Once we began our investigation and once it became clear to the president and to the White House that this was going to become public, this scheme was going to become public, only then did the President of the United States release the military aid. And as for that White House meeting that Ukraine so desperately sought, that has still not happened to this day. Now, what does this mean for Americans? Why should they care about what the president did vis-a-vis Ukraine? Why should they care indeed about Ukraine? First of all, this is not about Ukraine. This is about our democracy. This is about our national security. This is about whether the American people have a right to expect that the President of the United States is going to act in their interests with their security in mind and not for some illicit personal or political reason. So Americans should care deeply about whether the President of the United States is betraying their trust in him, betraying that oath that he took to the Constitution to protect our country and defend its institutions. So we should care about this. We must care about this. And if we don't care about this, we can darn well be assured the president will be back at it doing this all over again. Because indeed, he already has. First, there was the invitation to Russia to interfere in our last election. Hey, Russia, if you're listening, hack Hillary's emails, and indeed later that day, they tried to do exactly that. But then there was the use of this official power to compel another country, Ukraine, to interfere in the 2020 election. And even after our investigation began, even after the impeachment inquiry began, there was President Donald Trump out on the White House lawn, once again making it abundantly clear that he wanted Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. And what's more, he wanted other countries to interfere in our election as well, and that China should also investigate the Bidens. This is the result of a president who believes that he is beyond indictment, beyond impeachment, beyond any form of accountability, and indeed above the law. And that is a very dangerous thing for this country, to have an unethical president who believes they are above the law. The question now is, what does Congress do about this? One of the other very important elements of our report today, which goes beyond the president's misconduct with Ukraine, goes to the president's obstruction of the Congress, of a co-equal branch of government. And I want to underscore also the seriousness of this misconduct, because the president informed every department for which we sought records, the State Department, the Office of Management and Budget, which has the records about the withholding of the aid, the Defense Department, his own White House personnel, to refuse to turn over a single document in answer to congressional subpoenas. The president instructed witnesses not to appear. The president used his office and his bully pulpit to try to intimidate witnesses. If the Congress allows a president to so fully and blanketly obstruct the work of Congress, even involving an impeachment investigation into the president's own misconduct, then we are begging for more of the same. We are signaling to any future president they can engage in whatever corruption, malfeasance, or negligence, and they are beyond accountability. And to my GOP colleagues, they need to consider that when we have a Democratic president, are they willing to say, in answer to their oversight, that a president may simply refuse?
So we all know the answer to that would be no. The Republicans will pretend that they didn't obstruct. They will pretend that they're not rooting for Putin. They will pretend that, the Democratic president is doing something that even Donald Trump did not do. All right, he's not done. There is more. This report is really long. There's about 300 pages of it. Everybody is going through it. I can just tell you that so far it looks like abuse of power and obstruction will be the main focus of the articles of impeachment when they get drafted in the Senate, in the House Judiciary Committee. This is the Intel Committee speaking.